Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican of Iowa, joined others to introduce what he calls a generous and compassionate plan that would fix the immigration system. Meanwhile, the White House sends Capitol Hill a $4.4 trillion budget proposal. The 2019 blueprint from President Trump includes no big surprises, according to the president's budget chief, Mick Mulvaney.
The administration's priorities are infrastructure, opioids, southern border wall, those types of things.
The president's proposal includes $200 billion. For infrastructure upgrades. Lawmakers usually use such documents purely as a guideline. Mardi Gras is wrapping up in New Orleans on this Fat Tuesday, as tomorrow for Christians, Lent begins. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, my name's Brent. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care coverage. They're joining MediShare and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7, so if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things, and if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Yesterday, we told you how the Trump administration is looking to privatize the International Space Station. We learn more now about the administration's proposed $20 billion NASA budget, as it also shifts the agency's focus towards lunar exploration again. The request would fund continued development of heavy-lift rockets and the construction of a small space station that would orbit the moon, perhaps by 2022. One of America's most well-known gun companies is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, as we hear from USA Radio's Rachel Marie.
The plan would allow Remington Outdoor Company to stay in business while restructuring its debt. The plan allows for the gun maker to reduce its debt by $700 million and contribute $145 million of new capital into its subsidiaries. Remington said in a statement that its operations will not be disrupted by the restructuring process. Payments to trade partners, employees, and other benefits and customer support will continue without interruption.
And this is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview? Unwise. Using Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Zizol. Use as directed.
The Justice Department coming to the defense of Attorney General Jeff Sessions after Sessions used the term Anglo-American heritage during a speech to the National Sheriffs Association, that term prompting some Democratic lawmakers to cry foul. Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii saying he didn't see any purpose beside the term other than to pit Americans against each other. Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal calling it, quote, red meat to a base fueled by racism. A Justice Department spokesman points out Anglo-American law is a common legal term to describe the shared legal heritage between England and America, and he added that the office of sheriff is unique to that heritage. A federal jury convicting a pair of former Baltimore police officers on numerous corruption charges, ex-detectives Daniel Herschel and Marcus Taylor, found guilty of racketeering, robbery, and overtime fraud. They were accused of using their status as cops to steal money from people. In one instance, Taylor was accused of taking over $100,000 from a safe. After police detained a person, six other former officers pled guilty in the case, and four of those testified against them. And Sony Pictures apologizing for making light of food allergies. The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America blasted the studio for a scene in the new film Peter Rabbit. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat. know between the two of us we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Time is 10:06. It's time for Hunterton Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, it's 29 degrees. Clear skies, no rain in the forecast today. It's the day before Valentine's Day, February 13th. Sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 41 today. Winds east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Considerable cloudiness and a low of 29 tonight with winds light and variable. Tomorrow, sunshine and clouds mixed and a high of 52. Winds southwest at 5 to 10. 63 and cloudy on Thursday. Rain showers on Friday with overcast skies. Later in the day, a high of 53. Chance of rain of 60%. Saturday, we get partly cloudy skies in the morning. We'll give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon. The high will only be 37, though. Sunday, intervals of clouds and sunshine and a high of 47, so we come back up. Temperatures in the area. It's 29 in Raritan, 30 in, let's call it the county, near the county complex. 31 down in Kingwood. 30 over in Phillipsburg and Easton and Allentown. 32 over in Lebanon. And 25 up in Warren Township. That is Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We'll be right back with Tech Today right after this.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good day and welcome to Tech Today on Hunter Chamber Radio.com, WHCRDB. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I'm the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice and hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business, and we do that by accomplishing your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers, whether they're seeking solutions for personal or business use, can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I'll focus on topics about technology. Those segments could include news, latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. You can message me there. The email is goodmorning@huntonchamberradio.com. Phone number here in the studio is 908-237-0410. And if you'd like to contact me outside of the show, go to my website, bluepantherbiz.com. Great to be back with you. I've been out of pocket for a couple of weeks for a number of different reasons. One of them being that I'm starting a new tech company in a different state. And so I'm in the middle of that work, but always got my hands and fingers in technology. Business and technology go together now, and so that's why it's so imperative to me to pass along some of the information that I constantly see on a daily basis, so that hopefully you're catching on to it and improving your business as well. That's the whole point of all this. So let's get moving on. One of the interesting things about technology and innovation is that some industries succeed and grow, and other ones, unfortunately, become disrupted. That's the new word that we've been using over the last couple of years. The latest industry that's getting disrupted is the Swiss watch industry. I have an article here on TechCrunch that's been posted a few minutes ago by John Biggs, and it says that Apple and Android are destroying the Swiss watch industry. So let's find out exactly what is going on. Essentially, in quarter four of 2017, the last holiday season, market research firm Canalys found that more people bought Apple watches than Swiss watches. 2 million more, to be exact. Brian Heater has more data, but this news is quite problematic for the folks who are eating Coquilles Saint-Jacques in the slopes of the Swiss mountains. The numbers are estimates based on market data that they still point to a trend. In quarter one of 2016, Apple shipped 1.5 million watches to Switzerland's compared to Switzerland's 5.9. The intervening quarters were about the same until the launch of the Apple Watch 3 in September of 2017, just in time for the holiday shopping. The boost of a new phone and a new watch at the same time meant a perfect storm for upgraders, driving the world total number of Apple Watches sold past the Swiss watch sales numbers. This switch does not mean Apple still maintains the lead. They have one product while Switzerland has thousands. But comparing a single company's output to an entire industry is the case in telling. Wearing watches is, as we all remind each other, is passé. I checked the time on my phone, we said, for almost a decade as phones became more ubiquitous. Meanwhile, watch manufacturers abandoned the low end and began selling to the high-end customers or the connoisseur. So, a Swiss watch can range in price between $500 and $3,000. And these are overlapping, so it's really hard to read it. Oh, we lost it. Hang on a minute. Tried to help myself, and I made it worse. So Swiss watches can be up to $500 to $3,000. There it is. And I would even jump to 10,000 watches in the mid-tier category. We're stagnant, while the true cash cows, the expensive watches for the ultra-rich, fell slowly from high in 2014. This coincides with the falling purchases in China, as what amounted to sumptuary laws reduced the number of expensive gifts being to corrupt officials. Sales are up as December 17, 2017, but don't expect much of a bump past the current slide. As of a lover of all things mechanical, I did ruin a few years of my life writing a book about a watch. I look at these trends with dismay and a bit of schadenfreude. As I've said again and again, the Swiss watch industry brought this on itself. While they claim great numbers and great success year after year, the small manufacturers are eating each other up, while nearly every major watch brand is snooping around the outside buyers. There is no money in churning out mechanical timepieces to an increasingly disinterested public. As time ticks ever forward, things will change. The once mighty Swiss houses will sink under the weight of their accredited laurel. Resting in Apple will move on to embedded brain implants and leave Swatches behind. The result, after a battle that raged A lot more than four decades will be a dead Swiss industry catering to a world that has moved on. I don't know. There's always people. There's always those times when we go back to nostalgia. There's always those times when people buy into a new, buy into the old again. As people grow up from their millennial stage into being middle-aged and older, they might cherish getting a Swiss watch. We don't know. But it stands to be that Swiss watchmakers should think about where they are and whether there really is some trend or impact to this particular situation. And this is the way it's going to be in every industry. Industries don't even think that they are touchable or untouchable have to still lurk and find out how technology is still going to encroach upon them, whether it's a product or whether it's an innovation to being more efficient. That's the challenge. That's the reason we tell you to do a SWOT analysis every year, at least every year, before you move on to your next calendar year. And I would invite everybody to do that if you haven't already. It's time for me to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of Tech Today in just a few minutes.
Struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Tech Today. We're on HunterdonChamberRadio.com, WHCR-DB. I was just talking a little bit about disruption. One of the things that's disrupting or will be continued to disrupt us is driverless cars. Technology is going to continue to press on with driverless cars. And other things that I've done, I mean, I've used a lot of Uber and Lyft and New Jersey Transit in my travels. I'm doing a lot of plane traveling recently, and I find that I have a lot of quote-unquote downtime during that travel time. What am I going to do with that? Well, you could sit there and catch a couple hours of sleep. That's one option. One of the things that is said about people that are successful in business is that they read a lot of books. I'm not exactly a proponent of that. I understand the reason for reading books. I understand the idea of generating new ideas and new perspectives and all that. That I get. I don't think you need to just get that from reading books. I think you can get it from many different things. Well, one of the new ways you could do that is rather than reading books is to listen instead of reading, taking your eyes off of the screen and simply using your ears. A organ that we are starting to lose less of nowadays. Anyway, FastCompany.com has these 11 smart podcasts are perfect for your commute. Bite-sized podcasts to chew on your way to work or anytime, anywhere. So grab yourself a pair of Bluetooth headphones and attach it to your phone and be on with it. So this is from the 4-Minute Read by Melissa Locker, and she says, sometimes you just want to listen to an informative podcast but don't have an hour and a half to spend on Chapo Trap House or getting lost in Pod Save America. Sometimes you have exactly 19 minutes to make it from your front door to your office, and you need a podcast that will help you sound smart and in the know before you hit the office line at the office kitchen. Okay, perhaps you just need a podcast to help you wake up. We're here to help. Here are 11 favorite podcasts that are the perfect size for any commute or any duration of time, really. And according to PodTrack's numbers, some of these are among America's favorite podcasts, too. Up first is the 10-Minute Daily News Podcast by NPR, hosted by Morning Edition anchors David Green, Rachel Martin, and Steve Inskeep. Like the radio show it came from, each episode covers news, politics, and economy, as well as pop culture and the arts, all within a bite-sized, easy-to-digest format. There's 60 Second Science. While it sounds like a weird infomercial pitch, you really can get smarter in just 60 seconds a day, thanks to Scientific American's podcast. The minute-long show, okay, sometimes it's 2 minutes, answers science questions like what we can learn from killer whale culture, why is there an uptick in ticks, and how can working at home save on energy bills? The next one is called The Gist. If you listen to Mike Pesca's wide-ranging Daily Slate podcast on your commute home, you'll be ready to discuss almost any subject that comes up over the lunch or dinner table, from the rise of MTV to MSG to punching Nazis to doping in the world of cycling. Planet Money. Each episode of NPR's podcast tends to clock in under 25 minutes, while hopefully it's just about the same length as your commute. Stories run the gamut from automation to real estate bubbles to advertising to finance and pretty much everything else having to do with money. Is that everything? If you're looking for a place to start, check out The Giant Pool of Money, their Peabody Award-winning examination of the subprime lending crisis, or the pithily named look at the looming art market called Planet Monet. The Daily, this early bird news show, releases new episodes from 6 a.m. every Monday through Friday and usually consists of two interviews with New York Times writers and correspondents, naturally, as well as summary of headlines. As the name implies, the show comes out daily, roughly 20-minute episodes, so it's easy to jump right in. But for the sense of the best of what host Michael Barbaro and his producers do, check out the episode in Scott Pruitt's work at the EPA, or what it was like to be the only Democrat in the room when Trump made his infamous shithole countries comment. The PBS NewsHour segments, if you don't have time to listen to the titular full hour of NewsHour, the PBS News juggernaut has started cutting down its show into individual segments perfect for listening to during your commute. Then there's TED Talks. I do this a lot. I love TED Talks. This podcast lets you listen to experts talk about subjects they love, cut down to whatever time frame works for your schedule, from 4 minutes on the evolution of HIV to 10 minutes to how space technology can improve life on Earth to 23 minutes on injustice. BBC Global News. Each episode of this podcast compiles highlights of BBC News from their shows like NewsHour, World Update, Newsnet, Newsday, and The Newsroom, an outside source, giving listeners access to news from around the globe. This is a way to combat fake news a little bit, I think. The show clocks in at about 30 minutes long, and it's published twice a day, so news junkies can listen on both legs of their commute. Marketplace, this 25-minute show, goes behind the scenes to explore how business and economic news affects our lives. Host Kai Reisdai and range of reporters have complete complex topics like market volatility, net neutrality, as a state right, and Amazon's foray into healthcare, and breaks them down into understandable, relatable stories, perfect for discussing around the water cooler. Thanks to Lizzie O'Leary's weekend edition, the marketplace fun isn't just for the Monday to Friday slog either. So they, oh, we got more. Business Daily, every weekday, BBC goes deep on one business story with recent episodes covering everything from blockchain to cannibal industry to the cannabis industry in the U.S. And the Memory Palace, Nate DeMeo's diminutive stories are meticulously researched and wholly immersive. The show's bite-sized episodes offer an access point to history in a unique angle on events. Well, I'll offer ours as well. We have tons of shows here on HuntingChamber.com. We do 10 hours a day. Not all of it is for you. Just taking Good Morning Hunter for just a minute. If you can, I break my show into at least four segments, so you can listen to 15 minutes at a pop. I'm doing Tech Today, where I'm doing 15 minutes at a pop. You have interviews that go on, great stories about finance, about lessons in business. They're all out there. And, you know, being that you have the ability to push with your finger and scan and go fast forward, yeah, I'm sure you can find a way to get to the meat of what you really need to listen to in a fairly easy way of doing it. It's all out there on HuntingChamber.com. Just go to archives. Soon there'll be a new website that'll call it podcasts. And go check out each one of our shows. All those hosts do a fabulous job trying to get you informed on the latest in Hunterdon County and beyond. It's 10:28. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after the news. You're listening to Tech Today, and we're on HuntingChamber.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump unveils his infrastructure plan yesterday to improve the nation's highways, bridges, airports, and rails.
The framework will generate an unprecedented $1.5 to $1.7 trillion investment.
This morning, tweets by President Trump indicate he's displeased that Democrats are criticizing his plan, some saying it would mean tolls will rise on highways. Others don't like that now federal assets could be sold off. Republican Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota likes the plan overall and that it calls for states and the private sector to make investments, though he also says there are no guarantees of how much can be raised through that approach.
The challenge is how do you get other people to invest when we're putting in about 20% of it at the federal level? And I think that's going to be pretty challenging all the way around.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyroot. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days. So you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
Top U.S. intelligence officials have just begun testifying to the Senate Intelligence Committee about global threats to national security. Witnesses include the National Intelligence Director Dan Coats, CIA Chief Mike Pompeo, FBI Director Christopher Wray, and the head of the NSA, Mike Rogers. The so-called Chelsea bomber facing sentencing today, Ahmad Rahimi, facing multiple life terms after his conviction last year for the 2016 pressure cooker blast that injured 30 people in New York City. Prosecutors say the Afghan-born New Jersey man has shown no remorse. The more senior among us would remember a comedian who was a hit in the 50s and 60s who's passed away. Kinky-haired, baby-faced Marty Allen.
I come back here right in the lot outside. A woman walks over. You're really Marty Allen? Yes, ma'am. Is this the way you look when you're not on television? Yes, ma'am. Thank goodness. I thought there was something wrong with my glasses.
Allen was 95. This is USA Radio News.
To stick to your New Year's resolution, you need a good night's sleep. To get a good night's sleep, you need a MyPillow. For right now, you've got less than 2 weeks to take advantage of MyPillow's best offer. From now to the end of the month, you can buy one MyPillow, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to get the best deal ever on a MyPillow.
One of America's most well-known firearms makers is declaring bankruptcy. Here's USA Radio's Rachel Marie with details.
The plan would allow Remington Outdoor Company to stay in business while restructuring its debt. The plan allows for the gun maker to reduce its debt by $700 million and contribute $145 million of new capital into its subsidiaries. Remington said in a statement that its operations will not be disrupted by the restructuring process. Payments to trade partners, employees, and other benefits and customer support will continue without interruption. For the time being, Remington is owned by private equity firm Cerberus Capital Management. Cerberus will give up that ownership once the restructuring is complete. For USA Radio News, I'm Rachel Marie.
A jury says two former Baltimore police officers are guilty in a widespread federal corruption case. Late yesterday afternoon, the jury found the former detectives Daniel Hursel and Marcus Taylor guilty of racketeering, racketeering conspiracy, robbery, and overtime fraud. They were acquitted of a charge of using a gun in a crime of violence. The NTSB is asking for help in its investigation into a deadly helicopter crash in Arizona. Air safety inspectors say investigators want to speak with anyone who may have seen that chopper before it went down over the weekend in the Grand Canyon. Three British tourists were killed in the accident. Four other people were injured. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
All right, Chris, welcome back to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Well, we were talking about how technology is affecting our lives kind of in an abstract manner. How about real life? Let's talk about some technology that is out there. I found a couple articles talking about things that you can take advantage of. There is a huge need nowadays to have data beyond the data that's on your devices. And I found this article on CNET.com that says you can add 6 terabytes of storage and a USB hub to your desktop for $114. This is apparently an incredible buy. Seagate's external hard drive has never been this cheap, plus an interesting accessory for your Echo Dot. And 2 more awesome CNET giveaways, all coming on CNET's Cheapskate Scouts, they call themselves. Rick Broida is the article author, and he wrote this today, as a matter of fact. So back in Rick's day, and back in my day as well, when you worked on mail order computers, a thing, 250 megabytes internal drive, cost $250. Now you're getting 24 times that for half the price. So that's pretty amazing. Do you need 6 terabytes? Actually, I take that back. It's 2,400 times that. Do you need 6 terabytes? Well, I don't know. It really depends on what you store. And I've seen some people who have been bamboozled and just bought way too much space for what they needed and didn't realize it. So here's what you need to do. First, you have to do some type of an outline of the devices that you possess. Perhaps your phone, perhaps a desktop, perhaps a laptop. Now, right off the top, you could go to, there's an option in the settings of your phone. There's an option where you go into your computer, and you can click on the C drive and do properties and see how much space is being used on your C drive in your computer. You can also see how much free space you have in your computer. Now, realize that you are not going to back up the entire computer, especially if there's free space. There's nothing to back up. It's free. It's empty. So that's not getting backed up. So you don't need to buy external hard drive for the free space or the entire capacity of the desktop, number one. Number two, realize that you do not need to buy a external hard drive for everything that's on the hard drive, because there are so many things that you are not going to be of benefit to you, such as the Windows software programs. That's not going to help you. So you only need to capture what is really your data. That's the part that needs to be backed up. Most of that is sitting in a special place on the computer called your user profile. And I'm a little frustrated with the world of Windows and Microsoft because they've made it difficult. And I've had to go in and specially set up things so I could avoid this. But what they do is they put things into a profile, and some of your data is sitting in a profile. In fact, some of the program's email especially is in a profile, a roaming profile, so it's not in your documents. So if you're trying to find all the different pieces that you need to back up, it's going to be a bit of a challenge. They throw in yet another little piece of it where they make that roaming profile hidden. And so if you just grab your profile, you're not going to get everything you need. So you have to make a couple of backups of certain areas of your computer. Again, it's not going to be the majority of your computer. The only thing that really eats up space, truly takes up a lot of gigabytes and terabytes, is photos, videos, and movies. Those are the biggies. The rest of it is pretty small. Text, writing, documents are all small. They're very compact. They fit very nicely in the small spaces. But the data that is part of music, the data that is part of video, the data that is part of photos, that is large. So if you are a data hoarder that goes with pictures and photos and videos, well, then you're going to need a bigger hard drive. For the rest of you, not so much. So you need to go in, look at what you're trying, look at the devices you want to back up, then look at the aspects of the device that you need to back up, and then start totaling all that up and figure what you need. Now, are you going to go wrong by buying 6 terabytes of data? No, you're not. It's going to be usable at some point. In fact, you could probably back up a lot of different things to that. You could back up a lot of different devices to the same hub. But here's the other thing that scares me. You need at least two. Why, Chris? Why do you need two? Well, let's say the worst thing happens. Let's say, for whatever reason, your computer, your house has a fire, and in your house is your computer, and chances are in your house is also this external hard drive. Now you've lost both. So unless you have the habit of backing up your data and then taking the external hard drive with you out of the geographical place where you backed it up from, you're going to need two. You're going to need one for in-house and one outside of the house. This is why cloud storage is so nice, but the problem with cloud storage is that other people can get to it. And this is why I'm not a big fan of cloud storage. Instead, I like to take these terabyte disks and I plug them in and I back things up and I take another one with me so it's always with me. So there's one with me and there's one in the house. And then I flip-flop them. I do the same thing here with Hunter and Chamber Radio. All the archives are flip-flopped. I have two of them. One hard drive, external hard drive, is in the studio, and one is always with me. This way I'm guaranteed of always having one, and I'm having the last backup from both. So it's important to do it. Why do you need two? The other reason is, by the way, the hubs can fail. The reason you needed to get a backup of your computer in the first place was because the hard drive of the computer could fail. Well, that's the same thing with an external hard drive. It could fail. So you need two of them. One can fail, and then you still have the other one. This is why it's so important. And then you need a process to keep backing it up. Now, you can do it with some automatic backup software. That's great. Or you can schedule it as you see fit. But you need to have backups. The one time you're going to curse me out is the day that you didn't do a backup and the day that your computer failed and the day you're going to remember that I told you so. It only takes one incident, but that incident is going to be extremely painful. So there you have it. Seagate backup plus hub, 6 terabyte external USB 3.0 hard drive for $114.99 shipped. A couple other things that he's got on here. Bonus deal. If you like Amazon Echo Dot is missing something, namely a big bright LED clock, here's your chance to score the Zenutech LED clock for Echo Dot, second generation, for $25.19. So it's a kind of way to kind of create an Echo Dot clock radio. I love the fact that we used to have integrated products, a clock radio, and now we buy pieces of things to recreate what we used to have 30 years ago. I find that really funny to see. Lastly, let's see. Nope, that looks like all we got at this point. So there you go. That's you got some things there to check out. Even if Seagate is not your choice, you really do need to go out and get some backup technology. It's very important. You're gonna need that at some point. It's 10:44. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more of Tech Today right after these messages.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Tech Today. We're on WHCRDB, HunterdonChamber.com, and we are giving you information about technology in our world. All right, we got other things to talk about. I thought I had an article here about an app, but I don't know. The websites for technology continue to find a way to bait and switch. It's pretty funny. So anyway, one of the big social media platforms out there is called Snapchat. And where it's funny, social media platforms have started to distribute amongst demographics, age demographics. They keep saying that Facebook is being left behind by the millennials, and that may be true, but there's still 2-point-something billion people that are on Facebook. So the millennials might be leaving it, and they might not be completely active on it, but it's still the biggest source of consumer behavior out there. Those millennials have run to other items such as Instagram and Snapchat, especially the teens. The goal of Snapchat's newly designed app was to make it easier to use. This article is by CNN Tech, written by Kaya Yunef on February 12th. The problem is, I guess it's not as easy to use as I thought. But as the update rolls out to more users, Snapchat is getting criticism that the new interface is difficult to navigate. Quote, "I might start using Instagram stories now," said Ashley Vasquez, a 21-year-old Snapchat user who was a senior at the University of Maryland in College Park. A Change.org petition asking the company to remove the new update was amassed more than 590,000 signatures by Monday afternoon. other users began sharing a workaround for reversing the update by deleting the app and turning off automatic updates before reloading it. But Snapchat advises against it. In November, Snapchat said it was working on a major redesign of its flagship app to attract new users. Even CEO and founder Evan Spiegel has acknowledged in the past that Snapchat can be hard to understand. The app, which is popular with teens and millennials, previously featured content from friends, publishers, and celebrities on one page. Now, there's a designated page for publishers and a page for friends. The redesigned app was rolled out to 40 million users as of last week, and all of the users will have it by the end of the quarter. Snapchat currently has 187 million daily active users. It does not disclose its total user base. 187 million daily active users. Facebook has 2.5 billion accounts. Not maybe active users. 2.5 billion accounts. We're talking pennies to dollars, pennies to thousands of dollars here. Snapchat Stories, which was photos and videos shared by users that disappear after 24 hours, are now mixed in with direct messages and individual snaps. Users you've interacted with recently appear higher on the screen rather than a list of recent stories. In response to the backlash, a Snap spokesman told CNN, "Updates as big as they one can take a little getting used to, but we hope the community will enjoy it once they settle in." In the past, social media users have been resistant to change. In 2008, Facebook drastically redesigned its site, spurring criticism. Groups formed on the platform, such as Petition Against the New Facebook and 1 Million Against the New Facebook Layout, and each had over 1 million members. Facebook did not change the design back. However, some analysts believe Snapchat's update could turn off the app's key user base of teens and young adults in their 20s. Snap's new product strategy and redesign runs counter to why Snapchat was appealing to its younger demographic in the first place, and it could alienate the existing user base because they're now trying to cater to the masses and Wall Street, said Jessica Liu, a senior analyst at Research and Forrester. Others argue the update was necessary to expand Snapchat's user base. This was a much-needed redesign for Snap, as the complexity and nature of the app was shunning older demographics and major issues for advertisers, which remain the golden goose for the company, said Daniel Ives, the chief strategist officer, head of technology research for GBH. Ives said the update comes at the right time as Snap looks to boost its engagement and advertising growth. Last week, Snap imported quarterly sales and user growth that topped their street's expectations. So built into that article was exactly what they described, and exactly the answer to what I was describing as the article set up. Demographically, Snapchat only appealed to the teens and the millennials. The older demographics were not buying in. The older demographics are not buying in, therefore, advertisers that want to appeal to that demographic are not coming on. Snapchat is now a publicly traded company. They need to get more users on their platform. How do you do that? You find out what's wrong with the platform and you make changes. Unfortunately, for the people that are entrenched right now, they don't like the changes. Why? Because Snapchat was a safe haven away from those grumpy old people. So now that's why we're having this issue. How is this all going to go away? Time, number one, and maturity. Those millennials and those teens are going to grow up eventually, and they're not going to find this any more appealing, or the teens and tweens of the next generation are going to go and find another app that they're going to jump to. So it's a matter of time. This is kind of white noise at this point, but you can see why social media needs to somehow cater to the larger demographic. When you only have 187 million active users compared to the 2.5 billion people that are on Facebook, you're missing out on a large chunk of the pie. It's 10:54. Let's see if we got anything else that we can run through real quick. Apps let workers talk about their work, their company, anonymously. Sarah Ashley O'Brien of CNN wrote this article on the 12th saying, an app called Blind is connecting tens of thousands of employees at Amazon, Uber, Apple, Google, and about 1,000 other U.S. tech companies. Blind is an anonymous message board for users to discuss, debate, and gossip about compensation, corporate policies, workplace harassment, and more. Parent company Team Blind launched the app in South Korea in 2014. It was modeled after an internet message board once used by employees at Naver, the South Korean equivalent of Google. 1 year later, Blind expanded to the United States, where it has been steadily gaining users. At a time when workplace scandals are increasingly exposed, from Uber's sexual harassment issues to HR startup Zenefits' frat bro culture, there is growing distrust in how businesses are managing employee complaints. Some employees are turning to Blind, and companies are taking note. Last month, Lyft said it is investigating accusations made on Blind that employees had improperly accessed its private data about riders. Lyft did not respond to CNN's request for an update on the matter. Blind doesn't vet the veracity of the statements made on the app. The company relies on users to flag offensive content within company channels. In fact, even its own employees cannot see posts within individual company channels unless it has been flagged, a spokesperson said. But the company can proactively moderate posts made on its topics channel, such as work, visa, and compensation forums, which are public. If you see something that is sexist, sexual harassment, racist, homophobic, discriminatory in some way, hate speech, revealing company secrets, trolling or bullying, invasion of privacy, such as posting someone's phone number, spam, or irrelevant on the topic, we can take down that comment. Whether it has been flagged by the community or not, Blind's head of marketing, Kylie McCarthy, told CNN. Blind is more a niche than other anonymous apps such as Whisper or Secret, which shuttered in 2015. So there you go, something to look at. If you really want to be a trendsetter as a company, kind of tell your employees to do it. That'll be interesting. See if you can get them to buy into that loyalty. Well, it's time for me to finish up here. Been my pleasure to be with you. Do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. That is the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we've imparted some of that mission onto you. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump unveils his infrastructure plan yesterday to improve the nation's highways, bridges, airports, and rails.
The framework will generate an unprecedented $1.5 to $1.7 trillion investment.
This morning, tweets by President Trump indicate he's displeased that Democrats are criticizing his plan, some saying it would mean tolls will rise on highways. Others don't like that now federal assets could be sold off. Republican Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota likes the plan overall and that it calls for states and the private sector to make investments, though he also says there are no guarantees of how much can be raised. raised through that approach.
The challenge is how do you get other people to invest when we're putting in about 20% of it at the federal level? And I think that's going to be pretty challenging all the way around.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days. So you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you